An ice jam on the Yukon River has raised water levels at Eagle. A few low-lying areas of the Riverside community were reported flooded this morning from the jam about 9 miles downstream. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says conditions are not conducive to serious flooding.
It's been quite warm with above freezing temperatures for the past month, so a lot of the snowpack has melted off, especially all the low elevation snow. So there's no big push of snowmelt coming into the river.
Plum says the water has been slowly rising at Eagle through the day. During an overflight today, the ice jam appeared to have changed very little since Tuesday. Plum doesn't expect the water to go down until the jam releases. He says downriver there's a 12-mile stretch of open water where the Kandik River flows into the Yukon. He adds there is some concern ice could hang up again as the Yukon spreads out and shallows near Circle.
The ice is weaker and thin and rotting, so we're hoping this surge of water just kind of push the ice out past Circle and not be any problems. But we will be flying in the next couple days, monitoring Circle and then also working way down to Fort Yukon.
Plum says this year's breakup is not happening in the more common upriver to downriver pattern, and areas of the lower Yukon are already open.